Hare Krishna. So we saw in the previous video a great description about transforming material activities into spiritual activities. So there we understood that what is matter? So basically the spiritual entity or Brahman being covered by Maya or the illusory potency, then the person starts perceiving the same spiritual entity as matter. So now if you want to regain the spiritual quality, what are we supposed to do? Just remove the covering. And how can we remove that covering? That covering can be removed by sacrifice or yajna. And what do you mean by sacrifice? Sacrifice means any activity done for the pleasure of Krishna. So that's called a sacrifice. So having said this, Krishna is going to describe different types of yajna. And this is the first shloka where Krishna is describing different types. Let's see that. श्लोक नंबर 25 दैवम् एवापरे यज्ञं योगिनः पर्युपासते ब्रह्माग्नौ अपरे यज्ञं यज्ञेनैवोपजह्वते. सो हियर कृष्ण इज सेइंग योगिनः पर्युपासते. सम योगीज दे परफेक्टली वर्शिप पर्युपासते हुम दैवम एवा परे यज्ञम. हुम दैवा दैट इज डेमी गॉड्स बाय ऑफरिंग डिफरेंट डिफरेंट सैक्रिफाइसेस. नाउ यज्ञेन एव उपजुवती एंड ऑल्सो देर आर अदर कैटेगरीज ऑफ पीपल हु ऑफर सैक्रिफाइस बट इन हुम इन द फायर ऑफ अग्नौ इन द फायर ऑफ ब्रह्म अपरे यज्ञम द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन. So basically here, there are two categories of sacrifice given. Let's try to understand this now. There are different kinds of sacrifices in terms of different categories. And that's what we are seeing now. Such different categories of sacrifices by different types of performers only superficially demark varieties of sacrifices. Factually, sacrifice means to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, who is also known as Yajna. Now we might say that there are different types of yajna. And also we might superficially see that every activity that is done for some other personality and not Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna or Vishnu. So here it is given very clearly that yajna or sacrifice basically means to satisfy Vishnu only. Superficially we'll see that it is offered to someone else, but then actually the entire activity is dedicated to Vishnu. Indirectly. Let's see different types of it now. Different varieties of sacrifice can be placed in within two primary divisions. First, sacrifice of worldly possessions, and second, sacrifice in pursuit of transcendental knowledge. So these are the two categories of sacrifice. Let's try to understand this deeper. So in the previous shloka, we saw this that those who are in Krishna consciousness sacrifice all material possessions for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. So devotees, they don't have their in original or their own desire of sense gratification. They just want to satisfy Krishna. That's it and nothing else. All their activities are just directed towards somehow or the other Krishna should be satisfied. And if they are doing it for the pleasure of Krishna, so every activity becomes yajna, sacrifice. So that's what is told here, that for a Krishna conscious person, he does everything as a sacrifice for Krishna. Now there are two more categories that is discussed in this particular shloka. What is that? Those who want some temporary material happiness sacrifice their material possessions to satisfy demigods such as Indra, the sun god, etc. So basically this is about karmis. The ones who want material, more and more material possessions for material sense gratification. So this category we are discussing now. Now what do these karmis do? These karmis perform yajna. And what sort of yajna these karmis are performing? They are approaching the different demigods. And what do? They bribe each one of them in various ways. So that is called as the material or karmi yajna. So what the person does? He starts worshipping the demigods like Indra, Chandra, then Surya and so on and so forth. And in turn, he's basically doing a business. That I'm giving you this, I'm giving you my material possession. Now maybe the yajna kund he's making and then putting lots and lots of valuable things in that, like pure ghee and silk clothes and so many other things. So basically, his mood is, I'm giving you my material possessions, now in turn, you have to give me something. And with that motive in the mind, he'll be doing various yajna. And obviously, Vedic scriptures support this, where various karma kandya yajnas are mentioned, that do this particular yajna and get this particular thing. Do this particular yajna, but get this particular thing. But one thing these people don't understand is, these Devi Devtas who are there, they are not independent entities. They don't have power of themselves. Then how are they able to fulfill the desire of the person who is doing yajna? They get the power from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, when the oblations are offered in some name of some demigod, they actually give that offering to Vishnu first. And the remnants of that, they accept as prasad. They will never ever take that ahuti just for themselves. Not possible. Because they all are very, very loyal servants of Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Problem is only with human beings. All the devtas are perfect. They are all loyal servants of Vishnu. So as soon as the ahuti is offered, they take that offerings, offer it to Krishna or Vishnu and accept the remnants as prasad. And then, with the permission of Krishna, deriving power from Krishna, they fulfill the desire of the person who is doing yajna. So in this way, we see that a karmi, he does various sacrifices to satisfy the demigods, but he hardly knows that he's indirectly actually doing yajna for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But he's not very intelligent. Why? Because he's doing such, very, very costly affair and a lot of energy is involved in this. For what? For something very, very flickering, something very, very temporary. With time, it's going to get washed off. Whatever he's going to get, whatever material things he's going to get in return, everything is going to get washed off. So he's not very intelligent. So this is one category that is mentioned here. Second category is, those who are impersonalists sacrifice their identity by merging into existence of impersonal Brahman. Now they are really great people compared to karmis. Now these personalities who are there, the impersonalists, they are like, no material things. I don't want anything material. Why? Oh, because all that are actually cause of suffering. I want to somehow get rid of suffering. So what will I do? I want to merge myself into the Supreme Brahman. I don't want my identity at all. Why? Because they feel that this identity is the cause of all the suffering that I'm going through. So better do what? Better strive, purify oneself. No, they actually work very, very hard to purify their heart. And after purifying all that, what is their desire? Their desire is merging with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or merging with the Supreme Brahman, that Brahma Jyoti that we discussed about. But the problem, again, there is a problem here. What is a problem? We have discussed previously that spirit soul is active. Now in Brahma Jyoti, what happens? The person goes and he's just there, a spiritual spark in the entire effulgence. He's just there, a spiritual spark, no activity. And since there is no activity, and since he has not taken shelter of Krishna, that is something which is permanent, he comes down to this material world again. Again, these people are not very intelligent. Working so hard to purify one's heart, and finally, what is the goal? The goal is very, very, very small goal. That is just want to merge their identity. But then when it comes to a Krishna conscious person, a devotee, he is very, very intelligent. Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur, he is very, very intelligent. He knows very well that what to ask for, what activities to do and how to do it. So every activity that he does it for Krishna, for his pleasure, first. Second, what does he desire? He desires nothing else apart from Krishna. He just wants to see Krishna smiling, Krishna being very, very happy. And he wants to go back to Godhead to serve Krishna. So he does not want to lose his identity. Why? Losing identity means no service. How will he serve Krishna without any identity? So he wants to maintain his identity, go to spiritual world and serve Krishna personally and experience that eternal bliss. So all these sacrifices are there, but the best sacrifice in the age of Kali Yuga to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead is chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Lord is very, very satisfied. And that's what we have to do. In this way, now two types of yajna Krishna has described. Now let's see more types which he is going to describe in future verses. Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.